Veteran and Legion member Malcolm Hughes speaks during a ceremony marking Victory in Europe Day at the Cenotaph on May 15. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Okotoks Legion Branch 291 members, joined by Okotoks Sea Cadets, take part in a ceremony marking Victory in Europe Day at the Cenotaph on May 15. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Okotoks Sea Cadets take part in a ceremony held by Okotoks Legion Branch 291 marking Victory in Europe Day at the Cenotaph on May 15. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Bugler Sidney LaFond plays in a ceremony marking Victory in Europe Day at the Cenotaph on May 15. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Veteran and Legion member Malcolm Hughes salutes during a ceremony marking Victory in Europe Day at the Cenotaph on May 15. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Legion members Bob McLeod, George Pombrin, and Bruce LeMasurier salute during a ceremony marking Victory in Europe Day at the Cenotaph on May 15. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Lieutenant Pam Maddock, commanding officer of the 360 RCSCC Erratic Sea Cadets, lays a wreath with CPO2 Elizabeth Wallace during a ceremony marking Victory in Europe Day at the Cenotaph on May 15. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Veteran and Legion member Okotoks Legion Branch 291 President Bob McLeod lays a wreath during a ceremony marking Victory in Europe Day at the Cenotaph on May 15. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Veteran and Legion member Okotoks Legion Branch 291 President Bob McLeod speaks during a ceremony marking Victory in Europe Day at the Cenotaph on May 15. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Legion member and Indigenous veteran George Pombrin shakes hands with Okotoks Sea Cadet CPO2 Elizabeth Wallace following a ceremony marking Victory in Europe Day at the Cenotaph on May 15. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today.